Why does my dog not want to walk? By WatsonDogProducts.com. It's a situation that many dog owners have faced. You excitedly leash up your furry companion, ready for a leisurely stroll, only to find that your dog stops walking and won't move. The scenario might leave you puzzled and wondering, why doesn't my dog want to walk? Understanding the reasons behind your dog's reluctance can help you address the issue and help your dog overcome their hesitation. From sudden stops during walks to dogs that simply won't walk at all, there can be various factors contributing to this behavior. Your dog may not want to leave the comfort of home, or there might be underlying discomfort that makes it challenging for them to walk comfortably. In this blog, we'll dive into the common reasons why your dog doesn't want to walk, offering insights into their perspective and providing practical solutions to encourage them to enjoy their outdoor excursions. Whether it's a matter of fear, discomfort, or simply a change in routine, we'll guide you through understanding and addressing your dog's walking hesitations, ensuring that every stroll becomes an enjoyable and stress-free experience for both you and your canine companion. Let's explore the blog and learn, why does my dog not want to walk? Medical reasons for your dog's lack of interest in walking. If your canine companion suddenly refuses to walk or shows a lack of interest in taking those daily strolls, there could be underlying medical factors at play. It's crucial to understand these potential reasons to ensure your dog's well-being. Arthritis and joint pain. One prevalent reason why your dog might refuse to walk is arthritis or joint pain. Just like humans, dogs can suffer from joint issues as they age. If your furry friend hesitates to walk or displays stiffness, it could be due to discomfort while moving. Injuries, such as sprains or strains, can also lead to reluctance to walk, as they cause pain and affect mobility. Injuries. Accidental injuries while playing, running, or even while walking on a leash can contribute to your dog's reluctance to walk. Even minor injuries might lead to a temporary aversion to physical activity, causing them to stop walking altogether. Illnesses and diseases. Various illnesses and diseases can also impact your dog's desire to walk. Conditions such as respiratory infections, digestive issues, or systemic diseases can leave your dog feeling weak and fatigued, leading them to refuse to walk. If you notice your dog consistently stopping during walks, pulling on the leash, or seeming hesitant to move, it's wise to consult a vet. A veterinarian can accurately diagnose the root cause of your dog's reluctance to walk and recommend appropriate treatment. Leash training and behavioral factors. Sometimes, it's not a medical issue but a behavioral one. Insufficient leash training can make your dog uncomfortable when walking on a leash, causing them to want to avoid walks. Additionally, past negative experiences, such as encountering aggressive dogs at the dog park, can contribute to your dog's desire to stop walking. To help your dog overcome their reluctance to walk, it's important to identify the reason behind their behavior. Whether it's a medical issue or a behavioral concern, seeking guidance from a vet or a professional dog trainer can make a significant difference. Remember, understanding the reason why your dog refuses to walk is the first step toward finding a solution that will encourage them to enjoy their walks once again. Behavioral reasons for your dog's lack of interest in walking. If your dog refuses to walk or if your dog stops walking abruptly, it might not always be due to a medical issue. There are behavioral factors that can influence their eagerness to go for a walk. Understanding these reasons can help you address your dog's lack of interest in walking. Fear and anxiety. Dogs, like humans, can experience fear and anxiety. If your dog associates walking with past traumatic experiences, encounters with aggressive dogs, loud noises, or unfamiliar environments, they may refuse to move when it's time to go for a walk. This reluctance might manifest as pulling back on the leash, freezing, or attempting to turn around and head back home. Boredom and lack of stimulation. Dogs are naturally curious and energetic creatures. A lack of mental and physical stimulation can lead to boredom, making your dog less enthusiastic about going for a walk. If your dog's routine walks are monotonous and lack variety, they may not want to leave the comfort of home. Negative associations with walking. If your dog has experienced discomfort during walks, such as getting tangled in the leash, enduring uncomfortable weather, or encountering unpleasant smells, it may develop negative associations with the idea of walking. These associations can cause them to refuse to walk or stop walking abruptly. Senior dog considerations. Senior dogs, due to aging joints and decreased energy levels, may not want to go for long walks like they used to. Their physical limitations can make them tire more easily, leading them to refuse to move during walks. Rescue dog background. If you have a rescue dog, they might have had past experiences that make them wary of new environments, people, or other animals. Building trust and gradually introducing them to different stimuli can help overcome their reluctance to walk. To address these behavioral reasons, it's essential to take a patient and gradual approach. Start by creating positive associations with walking by using treats, toys, and praise. Gradually expose your dog to new environments, people, and dogs to reduce their anxiety. Vary your walking routes and engage in interactive play before heading out to keep your dog mentally stimulated. Remember, patience and consistency are key. If your dog continues to refuse to walk or displays extreme anxiety, consider consulting a professional dog trainer or behaviorist. With understanding and proper training, you can help your furry friend regain their enthusiasm for walks and enjoy their outings to the fullest. Practical solutions to encourage your dog to walk. If your furry companion displays a refusal to walk or keeps stopping during walks, there are practical strategies you can employ to rekindle their interest in walking. By addressing the underlying causes and adjusting your approach, you can help your dog embrace their walks once again. Consult with a veterinarian. Before implementing any changes, consult with a veterinarian to rule out any medical issues. A sudden refusal to walk or keep moving could be linked to pain, discomfort, or health problems. Understanding your dog's health status is the foundation for effective solutions. Adjust your walking routine. Dogs are creatures of habit, but they also thrive on variety. If your dog may not want to walk due to monotony, try switching up your walking routes and introducing new environments. Start with shorter walks if your dog has stopped walking out of fear or reluctance, gradually increasing the distance as they become more comfortable. Provide mental and physical stimulation. Mental and physical engagement is vital for a dog's well-being. Incorporate interactive play sessions before walks to get your dog excited. Utilize toys, treats, and games to make the start of the walk a reward in itself. Engaging your dog's mind and body can significantly encourage them to embrace the activity. Desensitize your dog. If a specific trigger, such as passing other dogs or walking in an unfamiliar environment, causes your dog to stop walking out of fear, desensitization is key. Gradually expose your dog to the trigger in a controlled manner, rewarding them for positive behavior. Over time, this can help them overcome their fear and walk confidently. Positive reinforcement. Reward your dog for their efforts during walks. Praise, treats, and affection can create positive associations with walking. This approach can counter any negative experiences that might have led to a refusal to walk. Avoid punishment. Never punish your dog for refusing to walk or keep moving. Punishment can exacerbate fear and anxiety, making the problem worse. Instead, remain patient and understanding as you work together to address the issue. By comprehending the common reasons why your dog may refuse to keep walking, you can tailor your approach to suit their needs. Remember, each dog is unique, so be attentive and open to adjusting your strategies as you work to restore their enjoyment of walks. Gradually, with patience and persistence, you can help your dog find joy in their walks once more. Tips for preventing future walking issues. Maintaining a smooth and enjoyable walking routine with your four-legged friend requires attention to various factors. By implementing these tips, you can prevent future walking issues and ensure that every stroll is a positive experience for both you and your dog. Regular exercise and check UPS. A well-exercised and healthy dog is more likely to enjoy walks. Regular exercise helps keep your dog physically fit and mentally stimulated. Additionally, schedule routine checkups with your veterinarian to catch any potential health issues early on. Many reasons why your dog may refuse to keep walking can be prevented through proper care. Positive reinforcement training. A trained dog is more comfortable with walking. Employ positive reinforcement techniques during leash training to create a positive association with the act of walking. Reward good behavior with treats, praise, and affection, making your dog want to take a walk and follow your lead. Proper nutrition and hydration. A balanced diet and adequate hydration are essential for your dog's overall well-being. Proper nutrition supports their joint health and energy levels. Consult your vet to ensure you're providing the right diet for your dog's needs, preventing common causes of joint pain and other health issues that might hinder their willingness to walk. Pair of dog booties. Sometimes, walking issues can stem from discomfort due to extreme weather conditions or terrain. Invest in a pair of dog booties to protect their paws from hot pavement, cold surfaces, or sharp objects. Ensuring their physical comfort can encourage a more enjoyable walking experience. Know your dog's limits. Understand your dog's physical capabilities and preferences. Avoid pushing them too hard, especially if your dog is injured, elderly, or simply not in the mood. If your dog has stopped during a walk, assess the situation and give them time to relax before continuing. Create positive associations. Make walks exciting for your dog by incorporating activities they enjoy. Play fetch, let your dog interact with others at a dog park, or explore new environments. These positive associations can make your dog more eager to walk and explore. Be patient. Every dog is unique, and there might be days when your dog wants to walk more than others. Be patient and understanding, adjusting your pace and route as needed. Rushing or forcing your dog to walk can create negative associations. When you follow these tips, you foster a positive walking experience for your dog and prevent future walking issues. Consistent care, training, and attention to your dog's well-being are key to ensuring that walks remain a delightful activity for both of you. Conclusion. In unraveling the mystery of why your dog may refuse to walk, we've explored a range of possible reasons and effective solutions. From addressing fears and anxieties to enhancing leash training and creating positive associations, there are numerous strategies to help your dog overcome their hesitation and once again embrace the joy of outdoor walks. Understanding the importance of regular exercise and the role it plays in your dog's overall well-being underscores the significance of addressing walking issues. Not only does it promote physical health, but it also strengthens the bond between you and your four-legged companion. Remember, each dog is unique, and the reason why your dog doesn't want to walk might vary. Consulting with a vet and applying positive reinforcement techniques can be transformative. By investing time and patience into helping your dog overcome their reluctance to walk, you're actively contributing to their happiness and quality of life. So, take those walks, explore new paths, and create memorable moments that reinforce the strong connection you share with your canine friend.